The Littlest Wizard at Starlight Academy. Once upon a time, in a realm filled with enchantment, there sat a grand school perched atop a hill that sparkled under the moonlight. It was known as the Starlight Academy, where young wizards and witches honed their magic. Among these students was a boy named Tim, the littlest wizard with the brightest of eyes, always eager to learn the secrets of the stars. One day, the headmaster announced a challenge. Whosoever can reveal the hidden constellation on the celestial map shall earn the title of Starlight Champion with a special wand made from the wood of the Whispering Willows. Tim's heart leapt. He had never been a champion before, but his determination was as big as the sky itself. Tim studied ancient spellbooks, practiced complex incantations, and swirled around him as he conjured up miniature galaxies. His classmates often overlooked him because of his size, but his spirit was unbreakable. Tim knew that to find the hidden constellation, he had to think beyond spells. He had to feel the magic. As the competition day dawned, the young wizards gathered in the great hall, filled with the sounds that echoed through the chamber. With a wave of their wands, constellations sprung to life above, yet none revealed the hidden stars. Tim's turn came, and he stepped forward. His hands trembled slightly, but his voice was clear as he spoke the incantation. Closing his eyes, Tim envisioned the stars as friends, and in that moment of unity, a gentle tingled in the air. When he opened his eyes, there it was, a shimmering constellation unseen to others, now unveiled. The Great Dragon of the North. It breathed a and the crowd gasped in wonder. Cheers erupted as Tim was lifted onto his classmates' shoulders, a new wand in his hand, and a smile as wide as the crescent moon. "You've taught us that magic is not just about power, but about heart and imagination," the headmaster beamed. From that day on, Tim, the littlest wizard at Starlight Academy, knew that even the smallest star could shine the brightest. And so, under the velvet sky, magic continued to thrive in the hearts of all those who believed.